I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo is no longer in immediate jeopardy of losing Medicare funding. The Pueblo Chieftain reports staff members were informed Thursday that the hospital had passed an inspection by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, giving the institution conditional approval to keep receiving Medicare funds. Medicare funding makes up about 13% of the hospital's budget. Low-wage workers tend to commute away from states that raise the minimum wage rather than toward them. That's according to a new study from the University of Colorado Boulder. KUNC economy reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
The study looked at whether a higher minimum wage makes a labor market less attractive to low-wage workers. CU economics professor and study author Tara McKinnish says that a higher minimum wage brings employers closer to a tipping point where automation or fewer workers becomes more attractive due to cost.
That's going to change who they employ, how many people employ, how much technology they use, and it's going to definitely change the employment prospects for low-skill workers. There are some workers that actually can and are harmed by these policies, even though they're well-intentioned.
Colorado's minimum wage went up to $9.30 per hour at the beginning of the year. Over the next 3 years, that minimum wage will increase to $12 an hour by 2020. But McKinnish says low-wage workers are more likely to move rather than commute to another state in Colorado because of the agriculture sector along our borders. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.